This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Howdy, hello, everybody in the chat room. Appreciate your time with me. Appreciate your loyalty. You tune in every day, and I appreciate it so much. You just don't realize it. I appreciate every one of you. I'm in an appreciative mood. Although I don't have any coffee here, so I don't know why I'm so wound up. Anyway, you know, I feel like we're back in the Obama days. Right? When President Obama, I mean, we had so much to talk about. Watch these people step all over our rights. And we're watching it happen again. Seriously. These people they'll give up nothing. I mean, they will do whatever it takes to do to take power away from the people. Jen Psaki, I've got to find the clip. I haven't found it yet. I heard it, though. Basically said, we have to rethink the Second Amendment. Yeah, she actually said that, remember. Now, they've been telling us for years that they're not interested in taking our guns. But what does that mean? When you say you want to rethink it, it's time, you know, we redo it, rethink it. I don't trust them. What does rethink mean? I mean, these people will stop at nothing. Again, to show you. Now, a friend of mine a while back called me after one of the shows and said, Joe, did you really call the Democrats soulless, godless people? And I said, yeah, actually I did. Now, do I mean that every single person registered as a Democrat is a soulless, godless person? No. But your leadership is. And you know what? You look at California and it'll prove it over and over and over again. Between the mandate to pretty much shut the churches down. You know, it's funny, that we'll do a story later on, but about the young lady who was told she could not sing the national anthem at a football game in the middle of the stadium with a microphone. However, they could play football. Your people are going to be yelling and screaming on the football field. They're going to be up close and personal, because I don't know how you tackle somebody without touching them. Right? Anything that's good and moral and right, they're against. They're not in bed with Antifa. They're in bed with the anti-morality group. California now has a bill that proposes removing cops who express religious or conservative beliefs. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Right? So, let me see. A new bill introduced by California State Assembly member Ash Kalra would prohibit police officers from serving if they used the arbitrarily defined hate speech or, you know, affiliated with a hate group. Now, be careful here. Listen. You can't serve if you use hate speech or you're part of a hate group. Who defines it? The bill known as the California Law Enforcement Accountability Reform. See, that doesn't only sound cool. The way they do these, right? The Safer Schools Bill. I mean, who would vote against that? So you read what's in it. Most people don't. They read the title. They're a victim of their last tweet. They're a victim of the last headline. It claims to combat the infiltration of extremists in our law enforcement agencies. It would mandate a background check for all officers who have exchanged racist and or homophobic messages. So that means if you're part of a church that doesn't believe in gay marriage, or quote scripture when it comes to homosexuals, you could be thrown out of the police department. Oh, not even accepted for it. Caller claims that AB 655 is necessary to prevent the apparent cooperation, participation, and support of some law enforcement in the January 6th Capitol breach. Right. Because the bill defines hate speech as advocating or supporting the denial of constitutional rights, right, the genocide of or violence towards any group or person based upon race, ethnicity, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or disability. But here's how they get around it, because now they're defining what you say. They're defining what you believe. Look at people. I told you back in the summertime, this was going to be an all-out war, and it was going to be aimed at religious people / Christians. Because we don't, not only do I identify with, but we answer to a higher power, God. We do not answer to the God known as the DNC, or the Democrat National Party. We just don't. Even as a Republican, my party is not the final word. I've told you guys a million times. I used to do a speech for the party called, Principles Over Party. We joined the party because they're more in line with our principles. The minute they start going sideways, we are supposed to get on their case and make sure we are all over and pull them back in. Get all over them and pull them back in. But look at these bills, look at these laws, look at what they're allowing to be done. These are godless bills. These are soulless bills. And for those who don't believe in God, they go against nature. PJI, senior staff attorney Matthew McReynolds said that this broad and arbitrary definition could give Christians and conservatives to be classified as hateful. We'll do more on this later on. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. We're going to find out how much trouble you are in with your taxes. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
No, I'm not crying. I start watering like crazy a second ago. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure just to have you, you know, chime in and listen. Some of you on the chat room off the website, therealside.com. Again, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Hopefully Dan can join us a little bit. Having some difficulties in the area he's in trying to get connected to him. But hey, he got me. And almost as good. I want to get back to the war I was talking about, to the fight that we're going to have. That we're going to continue to have until we truly, until Christians, until conservatives step up and take back what's rightfully theirs. Yes, what's right. You know, I'm so tired. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm so tired of hearing about how our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God or religion or anything else. The Constitution was made for a moral and religious society, not just for a bunch of people who think they might like to adhere to it. You know, I keep hearing Joe Biden talk about the diverse group. He's got the most diverse group in his cabinet of any other administration before him. So what? Really, don't sincerely, so what? Myself and many of the Republicans that I know, many of the conservatives I know, we don't care what color you are. We don't care how fat or how thin you are, how tall or how short, whether you have flaming red hair, blonde hair, or black hair. We don't care. We don't care if you identify as a giraffe, a female, a male, what, yeah, I'm wound up a little bit. We don't care. Can you do the job? Can you get the job done? It's funny how they're pounding on law enforcement. I'll tell you what. If somebody's breaking into my house, if somebody's taking shots at me, I don't care if the person shows up as gay, a lesbian, black, white, green, red, tall, short, a Christian, a Jew, an atheist, a Muslim. I don't care. You show up with them lights flashing, the siren going off to protect my butt. I don't care what you are. I'll make you cookies afterward. How do you like that? But they do. For the Democrats, it's all about race. It's all about cult. They have to define everything about you. That's why my book, yes, it was written a while ago, but how apropos for today. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left gives us, gives guys like me. I believe in God. I'm a Bible thumper. What does that mean? Thou shalt not steal. Shouldn't commit adultery. Shouldn't covet things that other people have. That's terrible, isn't it? Got to honor my father and my mother. Oh, my God, we can't have that. Got to be an individual. Got to have your own thought process. Can't have a God telling you what to do. Because when left alone, we've done so well, haven't we? I really, truly am. Some of you can get. I'm tired of it. I am worn down by the ridiculousness that for years, even myself, guilty of looking at friends, loved ones, and other ones, going, you know, thinking to myself in the back of my head, yeah, that's whack, but whatever. Let them live their life. But they won't let you live your life. You need to see this. You need to understand. They're rewriting the First Amendment, or trying to, anyhow. To the point that, again, you're going to be defined with hate speech. You read a scripture out of the Bible, and you, God created man and woman. That's hate speech. Can't say that. There is no man and woman. There is whatever you want to be at the time you want to be it. I love when they say, we can't assign genders to people. I'm sorry. I didn't make you. Born with the parts and pieces that you have. I didn't do that to you. That was done by God. Or it, or Mother Nature. Whatever you prefer to believe in. I believe in God. See, the funny thing about it is, some of my friends will differ, but I don't believe that God touches every baby, you know, that is born in the womb, okay, that is conceived in the womb, and says, okay, you will be male, you will be female, you will be... I don't believe that at all. He set the process in motion. He doesn't create every human being to breathe oxygen. He already set the process in motion. It's a done deal. So God doesn't assign you your gender. The doctor who delivers you doesn't assign you your gender. Your mom doesn't assign. Nobody does. They come out, they look at the parts and pieces and go, it's a boy. Or it's a girl. Or it's a, oh my God, I don't know what it is. I mean, seriously. Not making fun, but there are like, you know, 0.1% of every gazillion births, they have both sex organs. And now they can actually do a DNA test and see what the structure shows you as being. But just because you think it, doesn't mean you are it. And that goes for many things. That doesn't just go for gender. Just because you think something is wrong, doesn't mean it is. It might be wrong for you. You might not like it, you might not appreciate it, but it doesn't mean it is for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to this law in California. Again, you want to see how much they hate us. Conservatives hate us. Not dislike, but hate. Really that simple. to try to push through a bill, AB 655. They say it's necessary to, well, to prevent the apparent cooperation between law enforcement and the Capitol breach. Now, here's the funny thing about it. I don't know of any conservative slash religious cop that would allow somebody to break the law. I don't know anybody. Not a one. The law is the law. My book tells me we're supposed to live by the law, provided it doesn't go against God's word. Who are the people in the past, historically, on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, who'd be more than happy to break the law? Just let that roll around in your head for a while. Do you really think it is Antifa or BLM people, truly God-fearing people? I mean, unless you're talking about bowing to the knee of Soros, that's a whole different animal. The bill defines hate speech as advocating or supporting the denial of the constitutional rights of or of the genocide of or violence towards any group or person based upon race, ethnicity, nationality, religion, gender, gender identity, sexual orientation. They need to make that line longer. They might need more. Or disability. Now, PJI would love to have had him on the show the other day. He was not feeling well. They said, listen, if you're going to arbitrarily define what these words mean, what these phrases mean, you're going to arbitrarily, who are you going to use? Right? I mean, think about this. Who's going to make these terms up? Is it going to be Facebook? Talk about being in trouble. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the migrant crisis at the southern border. Saying there's no one better to deal with the situation, the president announced that Harris will be handling diplomatic efforts with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in-country.
And police in Atlanta have arrested a man in a Publix grocery store who they say was carrying 5 guns and wearing body armor. Investigators say the 22-year-old man entered the store carrying a rifle and went into the store's bathroom. Another customer saw the man and alerted store management. Police say the man was arrested and taken to a local hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. He faces charges of reckless conduct. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Listen to the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGE-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? It's really that simple. You can't be part of the solution unless you are involved or engaged. You can't be part of the solution unless you're doing something. All right, look. I know some of you can't see, but here's what I'm going to do for you. So I've got a bobblehead that was given to me to promote, all right? And it's a picture of Donald Trump. Some of you can see it, some of you can't, I don't know. It's a picture of Donald Trump hugging the flag, right? I've got them, they're great. I love these things. And if you want one, I'll send you one. It ain't for free, so to speak. All right, I'll put up where to get them later on, but for now, here's the deal. Before the show's over tonight, we still have an issue going on with Katie Hill. We are not done with the legal side of that yet. So I still need your help. So here's what I'm going to do. Now, I don't care. I'm serious. I don't care. This thing is worth about, I think you can buy them online for $29, $30 some odd bucks with tax and whatever. You give me $5, $10, I don't care what you give me. But the fifth donation, yeah, I'm going to make it easy. I'm not going to go to the 20th or something like that. But the fifth donation of any kind that I get, I'll ship this to you for free. Now, I prefer it to be a little bit more than $5, but I'm not going to put any limits on it. Whatever you're led to give, and some of you have already given, maybe you've given the max, God bless you, thank you so much. But this is a little different. Again, fifth donation I get, and you can find the donation button on the website. You can go to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. I'll send it out tomorrow or the next day at max. Second thing I want to tell you about is another way we're getting a little bit of help. Thank Mike Lindell for this. You know, I did not know, and I'm being a little goofy here, but I got a pair of slippers. I've always wanted a pair of slippers with a little, you know, the furry inline, whatever, right? I just haven't got around to getting them. So we were talking to the MyPillow people. I hopped online, figured, I would see how easy it was, right? So I hopped online, MyPillow.com, and I found my slippers. If you use promo code Joe, we get a little credit for it. You get a discount. That'd get much better than that. Mike is a very big, as you know, big supporter of Tucker Carlson and other conservative movements. He's paying for, you know, he's paid for many, many, many groups to be able to get their start and get rolling. He uses the money for great cause that he makes. Either call 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353. That's one way if you don't want to use, a lot of people don't want to shop online. But if you go to the website, like I said, use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you'll get a break off of that as well. You know, I'm at that point where I don't believe anything that they say is really for the good of the country. Now, PJI, who, again, many, many, many times, Brad Dinkins is on the show every Tuesday with me, is worried, and they're really concerned about the terminologies that they're going to tag as hate speech. And if you look at it, really, Christian conservatives, especially, will rise to the top of that. Because the premise is, if you reject abortion and the terminology, you know, killing a baby, hate speech, you're going to make women who've had abortion feel. But now listen, as a Christian, I'm telling you something. If you've had an abortion, okay, and you realize that you've been a mistake and you're feeling bad, or you feel, you turn to God, God's got forgiveness for you. And it'll help you move on in your life. And that's a show for another time. But that would be considered hate speech. Right? The Prop 8 in California that came through a couple of times, same-sex marriage, remember, the law passed and the constitutional amendment passed, and they still squashed it. Anybody who voted for that, supported it, gave it money, would be part of the hate speech group. Right? And how about, let's just talk about the Muslims. And in the Muslim faith, they also, many of their mosques and followers have taken a stand against homosexuality. You're going to scrutinize them as much as you do the Christians? You're going to call them out on the hate speech? Now, they're saying that they're doing this to call out, you know, California's always got a hidden agenda. They're doing this to address these police gangs. Right? What police gangs? Are there groups in the police that maybe are, you know, are going after certain other groups outside the police? Sure there is. But it's like that everywhere. I don't care if it's teachers. There's groups of teachers that dislike, hate, don't like, work at hurting other groups. There are good and bad apples in every group. And if you say there aren't, then it's just you're lying to yourself. And then the bill launches an inexplicable, unwarranted, unprecedented attack on peaceful officers. Maybe they hold a conservative political view. Maybe they did vote for Trump. Now they're going to be seated. They're going to be put in the spotlight. Maybe they have religious views that are totally against secular views. Right? This is scary. For once, we're going to have to stick up for the men in blue. Men and women in blue. We're going to have to get behind them or in front of them, whatever it takes, for one. Hey, they get in front of bullets for us. They get in front of the bad guys when they're protecting us. It's about time we start getting in front of them. It's about time we start truly, not just sitting behind a microphone or sitting on your Facebook keyboard, right, saying, no, I back the blue. Well, really, what are you doing? I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. You know, for what it's worth, you do what you want to do. I know, it seems like all I'll do is ask her for money time, but here's what I'm willing to do with you. There is a separate show donation button on the website. If you donate there, and again, I'm going to say it again, $2, $5, $10, whatever you get, whatever you send, and then by next Friday, I'll take that money, and there is a sheriff's station close to where I live in L.A. County, and man, you know, they've got a big area to cover. I will bring them lunch on Saturday. I will pay for their lunches and bring their lunches in and tell them it was the conservative listeners of the Real Side Radio Show that are giving that paid for them, because we appreciate them so much. All right? You can make a little notation. I don't care which one of those you do, or if you do any or you don't do any. But it's about time we start showing them our appreciation. It's about time we start stepping up. And I'll tell you what, I don't know, some of you don't know this, but I will actually get hate email over this. Because I don't know your situation. I don't know what you ran into as a cop, you know, with the cops, and they arrested you, and they did something. You know what? That's like such a small percentage of the police department. I was a holy terror when I was a teenager. I had a lot of run-ins with the police. And even though I think back and look back on it, always professional. Always good people. No kidding, seriously. And I've got the utmost respect for them. I have family members that were police officers. I have friends that are police officers. And all I'm going to say is they throw themselves, in most cases, most of them will throw themselves into a bullet, in front of a bullet for you. They don't even know you. They don't know you. Would you do it for them? The majority of these people would jump in front of a bullet for you. Would you do it for them? And yet we're running around wanting to defund them, talking about how terrible they are. It's craziness. It's craziness at the worst level. California GOP currently states in its platform that it believes in a traditional marriage and does not believe that, whatever it is, the ruling, the landmark Supreme Court case on same-sex marriage decided in 2015 can coerce a church or religious institution to performing marriages that their faith does not recognize. That is true. You shouldn't have to. You know why? Because there's other places that gay and lesbian couples can go to get married. Not like they can't do it. The government should stay out of marriage. Talk about that more on the other side of the break. Wow, am I going down the road? Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a little bit.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I love you people. I don't say that often either. I do. I love you guys. My listeners are the best. And I will announce the winner at the end of the show, or the persons. And so much appreciate your time with me. Appreciate your help, your support. And, you know, this is perfect. We have got to keep punching away at these people. Yeah, you heard me. Was that violent? I mean, verbally punching away, right, at these people. Right? I just don't understand why the left so easily raises, you know, money for some of the most egregious programs. Anyhow, we'll go down that road in a second. Look, so with California, the people voted against same-sex marriage as a law, and then they voted against it and wanted it part of the state constitution. And then the Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, it doesn't work that way. However, the Supreme Court did not say that churches, that religious organizations, religious institutions were going to be forced into marrying same-sex couples, and they should not. You know, here's my viewpoint on this, and you guys have heard, some of you have heard it a million times. You could trace marriage back. It is a religious It is a religious event, period. Okay? You look it up yourself. I'm not going to beat it up. I'm going to go through all the dates again. In this country, the first state, God forbid, the first state to issue marriage license was Massachusetts. Why? Because they saw money in it. That's right. They charged a fee for it. And it was a way for them to track. I mean, even back then. So my attitude is this. Leave marriage to the church. If you want to get married, go to your church or your religious organization, whatever, if that's what they call it, marriage, you get married there. Anything else? It's a union. I mean, think about it. What is a marriage anyhow? Even in the sight of the state doesn't see a marriage as a religious thing. It's a contract between two people to be one in the eyes of the government. I don't really care what the government thinks. I don't care if they see me as one or five. It's none of their business. Only to my God, who tells me this is the way I'm to live my life. This is the way I'm supposed to do things. According to this new Democrat push bill, disagreeing on moral religious grounds with homosexuality would technically mean that you're pushing hate speech. That means that the GOP in California, the organization, because it's not technically a religious organization, could be held up on hate speech charges. Any group that wasn't religious in nature could be held up for hate speech charges. Should the state now ban from public service qualified fair-minded people who happen to hold religious or political views that conflict with controversial Superior Court decisions or marriage or abortion? What are they going to do with that? You know, really. What's funny is that what people don't realize is that truly a religious person, truly a Christian, somebody who's following God's law, God's counsel, God's word, is going to be so much more fair with you when it comes to, you know, police work especially. Now, again, we're dealing with humans. We're dealing with people that don't always do the right thing. But at the crux of it all, the soul of what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be. A Christian / conservative police officer is going to be more fair and understanding with you than, and I'm not putting down atheist cops, don't get me wrong. But a Christian cop has got a higher authority to deal with. And it should. Notice I said should. It should be a whole different animal for them. Okay? This is just crazy. It's just totally crazy. And thank God for places like PJI. Pacific Justice Institute. Thank God for them. Because they will fight this. It won't cost you $8 million, and they'll fight this. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of religious liberty. But, you know, later on in the show, I'm going to have State Senator Scott Wilk on with me. He's now the head of the Republican caucus in Sacramento. And he has told me, as have others, they don't care in Sacramento whether it's constitutional or not. They really don't. And they don't say it in casual conversation or whatever. No, they'll just come out and say it. No, we're not interested in what the Constitution says. We are interested in what we're trying to get done for our people. Now, in California, you could say, although with the last elections, I'm not so sure, but, you know, I'm one that always screams about representative government. The people that are sitting in those seats represent the people. Not themselves, but the people. So if there's a man in that seat or a woman in that seat, they're immoral. They're not people of integrity. They're not honest people. Well, they got voted in. That's what the people wanted. They wanted somebody. See, and I have to say that, and I have to believe it for two reasons. Before I got in office, people knew what I was. They knew what I was like. They knew how I spoke. I didn't hide anything. I had people in my own party tell me, change what you were saying, and then once you get in, you can do what you want to do. No. That's not how I operate. Never have. I guess I'm too stupid to do it that way. I lost running for office three times. I won the fourth time. I refused to give up. I believe that God was leading me to do it, so why would I give up? And I had a heart for a certain group of kids. And I don't mean the category of kids, black, white, green, red. No, that's not what I at all. I had a heart was being pushed to help kids that would never, hated studying, hated books, hated academics, but were great with their hands. My push was for what we used to call industrial arts. Now they call it career tech education. My push was to make sure every kid had an opportunity to see what being a carpenter was like, or an electrician, or a plumber. Right? An architect. Whatever. To work with your hands, to create with your... You know, people don't understand that some of these kids need to release, and the release isn't playing basketball or football or hockey. Some of them need the ability to simply use their hands. I could fix that. I mean, think about some of you. Some of you may never have the satisfaction. But think about sitting back and looking, you know, academia just poo-poos this and they don't realize what's going on in childhood. You're looking at something that's broken, whether it's a car or electricity or whatever. And you're having to think it through. You may even have to go read something to learn a little bit about it. And you have to figure out what's wrong with it. And then you have to fix it. Then when it works, when you build something, you fix something, and it works, and you can say, I did that. Unlike Obama, right? I mean, the government didn't do it, but I did that. I figured it out. I fixed it. I learned how to solder. I learned how to, you know, spin the wires together. I fixed it. I made it happen. That, for a child, is a big deal, because think about it. They're suffering through, they're trying to get through algebra, whatever it is, but yet they can take this car and they can fix it. Right? They can go into the room, they can fix a broken electrical switch. Whatever it is, it gives them a sense. It gives them a sense that they can do things, they can figure things out. And that's just so terrible, isn't it? And academia doesn't see that as a big deal. So, again, this AB 655 in California, if you live in California, and I think, you know, bless God, we're on probably almost a dozen stations in California, TV and radio. We're on America's Uncensored News, TV stations network. And I'm telling you, and most of those are in California. You need to flood Sacramento on this. This is just crazy. This will ruin the lives, if it goes through, before it hits the courts. This will ruin the lives of many police. Not just police. Firemen, social workers, any kind of government worker that's scrutinized by this. They don't have a right to do this. But it's proof positive. They don't care. No, come on. They don't care about the Constitution. They do not care about what you have to say or what you think. They don't care about any of that. They only care about them. They only care about what it does for them. How it'll help their cause. Because when you have soulless, godless people that only believe that the Democrat Party is it, it is the religion of choice, it is the way to live, it is the thing to do, this will be a no-brainer for them. Because that's it. It's all about the party. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Eric Caron's going to join me. He hasn't been on in a while. He's an author and a former special agent. He's going to talk about the liberal playbook. And it's filled with ways to use our kids, our babies, our elderly, and all of that for pawns to get what they need and what they want. And we need to pounce all over this. You need to hear what's going on from the inside. And he's one that can do it for us. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got some great, great information for you coming up. Don't go far.